This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 30th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the day has been warm and sunny. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoyed clear skies, while Haifa experienced a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day for outdoor activities. As evening approaches, temperatures are expected to remain mild, offering a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that the Board of Peace is nearing a deal with Hamas on disarmament. However, Israel opposes the offer. Also, Ynet says earlier today, Israel is preparing a response to a Hezbollah drone strike. The strike breaches the current ceasefire, but Israel seeks to avoid its collapse. Also this hour, Axios reveals that the U.S. sees progress toward a deal to disarm Hamas and rebuild Gaza. Israeli officials, however, remain skeptical. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports Egypt is investigating a drone attack at Damietta port. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi warns of a dangerous escalation. And finally, I-24 News shares that Houthis attacked Saudi Arabia from Iraq. This attack was coordinated with Iran-aligned militia groups. Here's what people are saying online. Oren Barsky, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about the historical implications of Al-Andalus. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, shared 35 minutes ago that Hamas is leaning toward accepting the Board of Peace's proposal. This strategy aims to shift pressure onto Israel. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a regional analyst, wrote just now reflecting on historical narratives between Jews and Arabs around the time of Israeli independence. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, mediators are urging Hamas to accept a disarmament proposal soon. The aim is to shift decision-making pressure onto Israel, as Prime Minister Netanyahu is unlikely to agree to any proposals regarding Gaza. A resolution could alter the security dynamics in the region significantly. Turning to Ynet's coverage, Israel is deliberating its response options after a Hezbollah drone strike earlier today breached the ceasefire. Security officials highlight a range of military actions, yet emphasize the importance of maintaining the ceasefire. This careful balance aims to prevent further escalation. Meanwhile, Axios reports progress in U.S. efforts to facilitate disarmament and reconstruction in Gaza. Despite skepticism from Israeli officials, diplomatic channels remain engaged. The outcome could impact regional stability and U.S.-Israel relations. In a related development, Egypt, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, has launched an investigation into the drone attack at Damietta port. President el-Sisi's warning highlights potential regional tensions. This attack could strain Egypt's security posture and its diplomatic ties. And finally, I-24 News details that Houthis launched an attack on Saudi Arabia from Iraq, working with Iran-aligned groups. This coordination underscores the complex web of alliances in the region, with potential implications for regional security and U.S. interests. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel's high-tech import boom has reached $19.8 billion. While this fuels export growth, it reveals a vulnerability in Israel's economic reliance on semiconductor giants. Separately, Globes shares that OpenAI plans to manage its Israeli operations from abroad. The company has no plans to establish a local office or appoint an Israeli manager. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers Rami Levy Real Estate's new City Garden project in Rosh Ha'ayin. This development will combine residential, commercial, and employment spaces, continuing the growth of the Pisgat Afek neighborhood. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.